I'm still getting up to my game speed. So, you know, some people look at that maybe as a bad thing, but to me, I look at it as an opportunity just to work on my technique, work on my fundamentals, because you can't just get open with just pure speed and athleticism. You're going to have to do it other ways. You got to outsmart guys. So that's the big thing I'm trying to come out here and do. But at the same time, like I said, if I'm out here, treat me like I'm 100%. Malcolm's not about to take it easy on me, so that needs to be a narrative. If I'm out here, I'm practicing, that's all that matters.
Are you encouraged, though, that you have responded well? I mean, was that a fear of yours coming into camp, knowing, you know, if you're practicing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, how you feel with all that work on it after a few days?
You know, I think there were definitely 2 days. Obviously, the first day, I don't like to say worry or fear, but I would definitely say it was something that, you know, I was going to have to keep some of the doctors that I'm in contact with aware of. And there were two checkpoint days, really, the first day of pads and just the first day out here. Because pads is a little more weight on you, and then just the first day out here, just seeing if everything will hold up, and it definitely has. And so, like I said, I'm going to come out here. I plan to do a full training camp, do every preseason snap I can, and get ready for the season.
Yeah, take me through that touchdown celebration in the practice. I mean, that was one of the sweetest things that I've ever seen.
You think I was the one who choreographed it?
I'm sure you were one of the people who did.
Okay,
were you the person?
Yeah, for sure. Yes. I mean, coach has been telling us, you know, hey, you know, we need to show more excitement when we score. We need to have more fun. So I'm like, okay, bet. Like, let's do it. So then when we were in the huddle the series before, I told the lineman, I said, hey, guys, when we score – We're going bowling. All right, whoever's going to score a touchdown is going to be the bowler. And I said, you take your time because you got to bowl a strike. And so we came back. We didn't score that series, but we came back the next series. Nelson had a great touchdown. And then I said, all right, line it up. And, I mean, you know, great composure on the touchdown catch, but even better composure on the strike. So it was a good celebration. I had to say that for week one.
I was going to say, when did you choreograph this? I mean, is this something you guys work on in the meeting rooms? I mean, that's not something you just come up, you know, on the fly out here on the field.
Look, you know how many plays they throw at us on the fly out here on the field? I think I could call one. So then I told the guys, hey, let's just try this. And it was easy. I knew between the bowling pins or throwing the football up as a bomb, you know, I think those are two easy ones. But I'm trying to think of some more creative ones, too.
How much do you enjoy the fact that you can do those celebrations this year? They can use the football as a prop and you can do the group celebrations?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be fun, a fun deal. But I think the biggest thing, obviously, not even to sound cliche, but you want to win because, you know, I think I want to do the celebrations once we have a pretty sizable lead. But first quarter, let's just get the business done.
How encouraged are you by Aguilar's process this summer?
I'm encouraged by it, you know, but at the same time, you know, I've told you guys the same thing. I've never wavered on what I've said about Nelson. At any point, every single time he's gone under hard scrutiny, I've always constantly told people, look at the trend of wide receivers in the NFL, how long it usually takes most guys to get acclimated to the league. It was never a question of his ability, ever. You know, and, you know, the mind is a muscle, too, and that's the thing that he's getting stronger. He already has a great, you know, build. He's extremely athletic. He's one of the most electric guys off the ball and in and out of routes that I've ever seen. So now that his mind's in it too, you know, I think the sky's the limit for him.
What have you learned about this offense since you guys put the pads on and started hitting earlier this week?
You know, I definitely am extremely confident in our O-line, you know, but I like what I've seen out of our D-line too, you know, because I watch the whole field. As an offense, you know, I know what we have. I know the weapons that we have. The hardest thing about it is I wish once we got into the live periods, it would have been big to have Alshon here, but I know he's still getting healthy. But our O-line, our D-line's been going at it. And to have a D-line like that on the opposite side of the ball, too, that just makes us feel better. We know we're going to get a lot of turnovers, and we know we're going to have more opportunities to go out there and score.
While you would love to have Alshon out here, how encouraging is it the fact that you guys aren't missing a beat for the most part with guys like Marcus Johnson stepping in there?
It's a good feeling. I've said it before. I don't think I've ever, you know, I came in with some pretty good receivers. I mean, Riley coming off a great year. Obviously, we knew what Jeremy could do. Brad Smith was a proven veteran in the league, you know, with the Bills and coming over to the Eagles. But I've never seen a quote-unquote fifth receiver look like Marcus Johnson. He's bigger and faster and stronger than most guys out there. But he approaches the game the right way, too. So I'm excited about what he's going to continue to do.